Well, hello, my name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Anthony?
Yes, you are.
I'm glad to hear I have the right person on the line. To start, Anthony, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, 41 plus years?
41 plus years.
Okay, thank you. Your opinion is extremely important, sir. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Tile or marble finisher, stone mason, mason helper or finisher, PVC restoration, tile setter, marble mason, bricklayer, refractory bricklayer, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, plaster, cement mason, other.
Bricklayer.
Bricklayer, thank you so much. On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, foreman?
Foreman.
Thank you very much. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Great. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20 weeks, 21 plus weeks?
1 week.
20 weeks, you said, right? So it would be 13 to 20 weeks.
One week.
The line kind of broke up. My apologies. 1 week. Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Yes or no?
My name.
Excuse me?
No answer.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
About the same. Thank you for your opinion. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer union.
Fewer union construction projects. Your opinion is very important. We are at 21% complete. Just a few more minutes of your time will be required. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
Okay, I appreciate your opinion. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
Okay. How about you? Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thinking about the last job in which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, through your state or local government, privately, or do you not know?
I don't know.
Okay, I appreciate your opinion. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same or more unemployment than now?
Less
than now. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Get worse.
Okay, I appreciate your opinion. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust, air quality, no real safety concerns?
all of the above.
Oh, it has to be only one, but which one do you feel the most concern about?
Careless workers.
Careless people on the job. Thank you. And yes or no, yeah. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing?
No.
Yes or no? No. Okay.
No.
Picketing?
No.
Okay, how about union organizing?
No.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. We are 39% complete, almost done here. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Never.
Thank you. And changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. I'm going to read the items: friends and neighbors, radio, local TV news programming, the internet, social media, print or online newspapers, cable news. Please rank those sources from 1 to 5.
Social media.
Social media? Okay, just let me tell you, with 1, of course, being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from. So you said social media would be number 1, right?
Yeah, 1, and friends and family, number 5.
Number 2 in the rank?
Yeah.
What would you say would be number 2 after internet and social media?
Friends and family.
Friends and neighbors, okay, and after that?
Yeah, friends and newspaper.
Okay, print or online newspapers, number 3. Yeah. About number 4, would it be radio, cable news, local TV
radio
news programming?
Cable. Yeah.
Radio, cable, and local TV news programming. Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Your opinion is important. With a 52% complete, which of the following issues matter most to you right now? The environment, immigration, foreign policy, jobs and the economy, support for labor unions, healthcare, education, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers and federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federally elected officials support it?
Not that important.
Not so important, right? Okay. Generally speaking, do you believe that the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I'm not even able to answer that.
Okay, totally understandable, sir. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
Oh, GM, Ford, and Stellantis.
Do you support GM, Ford, and Stellantis somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done on his job as a president overall?
I disapprove totally.
Okay. So you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
I strongly disapprove of him doing his job as a president.
As overall, thank you. And the next would be, do you disapprove or approve his job on the economy?
Disapprove everything. got any other question like that, disapprove it all.
Strongly disapprove, right? I'm just going to read them for the recording purposes. Immigration, strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Support for labor unions?
Approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Approve.
Okay. And now how about health care?
Strongly disapprove.
And foreign affairs?
For who?
Foreign affairs.
Oh, foreign affairs, strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. We are at 70% complete, almost done. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
Probably won't vote.
I'm sorry, the line kind of broke. You said you probably will vote?
Probably won't vote.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
No, I still wouldn't vote today.
Sorry?
I would not vote.
Oh, you would say undecided, perhaps?
Yep, undecided.
Okay, we're at 77% complete. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
No, I don't. No.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness on your local union? Per, just fair, good, or excellent?
Fair.
Just fair. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Per, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Thank you for your opinion. We are at 82% complete. This is an open question. Feel free to establish a sentence, sir. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
Provide more workers.
Provide more workers. In what sense, sir? Can you
provide more manpower, more skilled labor? There's a shortage of manpower.
Okay, so you think they could provide more work? They could improve by providing more workers, correct?
Yes, yes. Properly training them and providing more workers. Yeah, recruiting manpower.
Recruiting and training,
yep.
Correct?
Yep, recruiting and training. Yep.
Manpower, you said, right?
Yes, manpower, yep.
Okay, of course. Definitely, let me just document your response real quick. So, yes, just to make sure, you think in this case they could improve by providing more workers, recruiting and training, manpower, right?
Yes, yep.
Okay, excellent. Let's go ahead and move on to the next one. We're almost done over here with 84%. It's again an open question. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing in the union should be working on?
Negotiating contracts.
From your perspective, sir, can you go a little bit more negotiating contracts, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's
negotiating
that's,
union contract project.
Okay, union contracts prices, right?
Yeah.
What is the most important the rest of the year, that the most important thing that the union should be working on from your end?
Focusing on union projects. Yeah, focusing on union work.
Okay, and union projects, okay, thank you. Okay. And negotiating contract prices, right?
Yep.
Let me just document your answer real quick, sir. We're almost done. Okay, perfect. And moving forward, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Union meetings, email, text, SMS, mail, job site?
Job site.
Thank you so much. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never? Once a year? A couple times a year? Or four or more times a year?
Once a year.
Okay, thank you. And now we're at 90% complete. I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
A skilled worker.
Okay, no worries. Other, right? Okay, do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
Yeah, I'm
not bigger. Undecided.
Okay, no worries. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian American, Pacific Islander, Native American, other?
All of the above.
Oh, well, when it comes to your race, sir, which one would it be? Should I select other then?
The one that's in last place. The one that's in last place. I don't
the one should be other. Okay, so no worries. That's also an option. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Anthony. You called asking for Anthony. I got to give you my first name now, Anthony.
No worries. Thank you, sir. We are actually done. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation.